Good morning, everyone. I am an impulsive, compulsive, obsessive, overeating food addict. My name is Audrey. Good morning. First, I'd like to thank Cassie for asking me to come here and speak today. I'm just going to have a moment of silence so I can bring God into this with me. Thank you. Who else here has a problem with food or eating behaviors? It's nice to know I'm not alone. I'm going to start off by saying something I once heard at a meeting, and it was one of those, wow, that's such simple English, but so true. The noun food addict will always be a food addict. I will always be a food addict. The verb eat is the action. The action can be changed, even though the noun cannot be changed. I will put this in chat. Therefore, I can change what and how I eat, but I cannot change the fact that I am and always will be a food addict. My food addiction started when I was 8 years old. That's almost 50 years ago. Food became my best friend. And then over time, it became an enemy. Food started killing me. I ate my way and dieted my way up to the highest weight that I'm aware of was around 550 pounds. And at that time, I was an outpatient at a rehab hospital here because I had just had emergency brain surgery. And I was considering gastric bypass surgery. And I had to go over to Vancouver Island because there wasn't a bariatric surgeon in Vancouver that was covered by BC Medical. And he wanted me to kind of track my weight. And so the recreation therapist at this rehab hospital had written my weight on the back of her business card for me. Me and scales don't get along. And there's very few scales that I could step on and weigh myself, but there was one at this hospital that could take my weight. And I remember seeing it written on the back of the card, and I was just really flabbergasted. I tried OA about 30 years ago, and I had gone with a friend. And back then, there used to be coffee breaks. And she said to me, she said, "This is too much God talk for me." She said, "I'm leaving." She said, "You can stay if you want to, but I gotta go." And I didn't realize it then, but I'm codependent. I left when she left. And about 5 years later, after trying all the commercial diets, I thought, I'm gonna go back to OA. I'm gonna go alone. I'm not gonna bring anybody with me because I don't wanna be talked out of it. And I went and I stayed for a while. And then I left and I came back. Stayed for a while and I left. It was a revolving door for me. It's only in the last 5 years that I get what the program is now. And I'm greedy. I have two sponsors and they know each other and they work together to help me. when I first saw the big book, I don't like reading. I hate reading. I have comprehension problems. When I saw that big book, I was like, oh no, no way. I ain't reading that. I'm a food addict. That's for alcoholics. I don't need to read that. I am so grateful that my sponsors walked me through the pages of that book, that I have all kinds of notes and highlights in that big book. I sit here today and I can say, I love the big book. That blows my mind. I never, ever, ever, ever thought that I could say that I love the big book, but I do. The big book is the way to do the steps, in my opinion. There's lots of ways to do the steps, but the big book is the text on how to work the steps and do the steps. And I used to not understand what I'm reading, but in my abstinence, reading has become easier for me. I was not expecting that. I have had so many problems with reading all my life. And I still have problems with the big book, but I know if I have a problem with the big book, there's lots of people out there that I can ask, what does that mean? And I cannot believe that I can say I love the big book, but I do. Just to give you a bit of history with regards to my weight going up and down. At 10 years old, my mother took me to the hospital or to the doctors because I had gained a lot of weight between 8 and 9, and it was just kept getting higher. And at 10 years old, I weighed 120 pounds. And the doctor said to her, don't put her on a diet. Just keep an eye on her. Make sure she's not sneaking food. That gave me an idea. I started sneaking food. I would go into the kitchen at night after dinner, but before bed, I would make myself something. I would tuck it in the waistband of my panties underneath my nightie. I would walk it to my bedroom, put it under my pillow. I had a bedtime snack. When I was, I would have been about 11 years old, I went to the dentist. I had to get 13 fillings. 13 fillings. The teeth you see today, my upper teeth, most of them are not mine. I did a lot of damage to my teeth with food. And because I didn't care about brushing them, I hated brushing them, and I certainly didn't floss them. When I was 13 years old, I weighed 180 pounds. When I was 21 years old, I weighed 235 pounds. When I was 26 years old, I weighed 317 pounds. I've lost well over 100 pounds 3 times in my life, previous to coming to OA. And now I just do it one day at a time. And my abstinence started 2 years, 6 months, and 20, God willing, 21 days ago. And it's still changing today. My abstinence is changing. I don't think it gets spoken enough in the OA rooms. Abstinence is a personal choice with guidance from your sponsor, from our sponsors. We cannot do this alone. We need help. You know, and only I know what problems are problems foods for me. And I do the traffic light food system. So I have green light, red light, yellow light. And sometimes they shift positions. Sometimes a green light food will go to a red light food or a yellow light or a yellow light food. And sometimes red light foods can go back on my green light food list. And the other thing that comes into play with that is behaviors and circumstances. So I might be able to have one food in one certain setting, but I cannot eat it on my own at home. But if I'm out at a restaurant with somebody, I can have it. So that's just my food plan. Today I weigh 380 pounds. So I've lost 180 pounds from the 550. And you know, I'm on a bit of a plateau right now. I was ill over Christmas, and I was prescribed a very high carb diet, and I'm just kind of coming back to my food plan. It's been a week now that I'm back on my old food plan, which is 3 meals a day, no snacks. My first meal of the day is at 9 o'clock in the morning, between 8 and 9 in the morning. I'm done my dinner definitely by 6 o'clock. So I have nothing between 6 and 8 in the morning. Or 6 at night and 8 in the morning, I should clarify. And it really is one day at a time. When I said I'd been abstinent for 2 years, 6 months, and God willing, 21 days. Right now, I only have 20 days. After today, it will be 21, God willing. My spiritual program is so strong, and it continues to get stronger every day. I pray more as each day goes by. I'm more conscious of praying. How am I doing for time? I'm going to talk about the step work for a moment. I had worked with one of my sponsors, and my step 4 took me 8 months. I had 45 years of stuff to write down. I was scared. I did not want to do it. I didn't want to open those closets. But I had been faking it, and I wasn't making it for decades in the program. Actually, not in the program, in a way. I had been faking it and not making it for over 20 years. And so I had worked with a sponsor, and I had got through my step 4, gave her my step 5, went on to step 6, step 7. Oh shit, step 8. And it was like, I could not make amends. So I wasn't going to do it. I was not reading that step clearly enough. Step 8 is not making amends. Step 8 is getting ready to make amends. But I had left my sponsor for probably about 5 months, 6 months. I left OA. And I came back to OA and I asked my old sponsor, I said, will you sponsor me again? And she said, yes. So I'm thinking, okay, we started step 1. She's like, nope, we're going to start right where we left off. And I was like, oh no, I did not want to do it. And she says, what we'll do is we'll just do a quick rundown of your step 4. Is there anything there that's still bugging you or eating at you? And I was like, you know, I wasn't sure if I had forgiven my brother for sexually abusing me. I wasn't sure if I forgave my other sexual abusers. I wasn't sure how I felt about my father and his alcoholism, which basically killed him. So we worked through those things, and all those things were okay. She's like, okay, we're going to go on to step 8 now. So we did step 8, and I had decided that, okay, if I'm going to be successful, I have to do my step 9. And the 9th step was it. Ooh, it gave me happy, joyous, and free. That's what step 9 did for me. I relieved myself of guilt in step 9. I went to stores that I had shoplifted from. I spoke to the managers. I gave financial restitution. It was 5 stores, I think 5, maybe 4. And it was about $2,000. Not one of those stores took the money. It all went to charity. The first store I went into, I spoke to the manager and I got to educate her on 12-step programs and what they were. And I said, have you heard of Overeaters Anonymous? And she said, no. I said, have you heard of AA? She said, no. And so I explained to her what AA was. And then it started ringing true. She had heard of it. And I said, well, OA does the same thing, but it's for overeaters. I said, my name is Audrey. I'm an overeater. And I said, I would like you to take this $500. And she said to me, she says, Audrey, she says, I don't know what your story is, but I know you have one. She said, I want you to take that $500. And I want you to find a charity to donate it to. She gave me that job. And I searched and I searched and I searched and I found a charity for battered women who have young children who were abused. And that's where the money went. My wrongdoings did some good. And I was so grateful for that gift. And that first amends, I got to go on. It gave me power to go and do the other, and the next, and the next, and the next. Years before I did program, I got to give my father amends. He was on his deathbed. And I know he heard me because he squeezed my hand so tight. my younger sister passed away a year, December 19th. I gave her her amends last November, November 21. And our relationship got better after that. Don't let fear stop you. Don't fuck everything and run. That's an acronym for fear. Face everything and recover. That's a better acronym for fear. Have hope. Hold on. Pain ends. I wish you all a good 24. Thank you for claiming your seats today.